Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Erev Tov, good evening. Erev Tov, Tawab, good evening. Yes, I, Melkameshed. Yes, I. Here, the upper room. Here, the background, doing enough preparation. Not just for tonight's podcast and broadcast, but looking forward to this season, this new season, this new year, this new time right here. Beginning off here as we move into the winter moons, to have certain interviews with certain brothers and sisters and others in the community here on this platform right here on the Rastafari podcast, Discipleship Radio podcast. Looking forward to bringing forward Haile Jesus, speaking about some very, very important topics and subjects concerning Ethiopia, concerning Zion's Gates. A question, just a general question, is Zion's Gates, Ethiopia, closing? What do we mean by that? I'm going to follow up on some of the details right there. It seems as though the Ethiopian embassy has announced recently that no travel visas will be issued to those coming from the U.S. to Ethiopia. Now, they say it's a temporary kind of restriction, but temporary, what does temporary mean? Does temporary mean, you know, a couple of hours, a day, 2 days, maybe a week, a Shabuah, a month, 2 months, a couple of months, half a year, a whole year, a few years, who knows? So what shall I and I do? Well, you know, there is some solutions to that for I and I if we work together and we invest in I and I future. So is Zion's Gates, is Ethiopia's Gates, is something that the elders, the Rastafari elders and the elders of Jah people have spoken of and have, you know, we chanted Isis about it and we reasoned about it for years, I and I being a witness, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, when I and I come forward, when Jah called I and I forward and going through New Jerusalem, the School of Hard Knocks and, you know, the fire school, you know, just burning off the dross and really getting to that true metal, you know, that redemption silver, right, and that noble gold. So is Ethiopia Zion's Gates closing? Looking forward to that reasoning here on the ear and pointing out what the situation is. Right. We're seeking to update the situation, you know, daily. But when we last checked, the Ethiopian embassy under the visa services had temporarily suspended visas strictly from U.S. to Ethiopia. Now, other countries are not a part of that, were not listed as part of that restriction. But the U.S., this North country here of the prophecy, after these 400 years was listed there from the U.S. to Ethiopia. So what are the solutions? What can we do about that particular matter? The only exceptions were those who are Ethiopian nationals or native Ethiopians, as we often refer, ones who were born there and have like citizenship and have an Ethiopia passport, or those who have the origin ID, the origin ID card, aka also known as the yellow card that was issued by the Prime Minister Dr. Abiy, and I heard he got reelected. I think he was nominated just the other day and everything. Dr. Abiy Mohamed, he is the one who really spearheaded that, as well as certain of the Rastafari, some of the communities over there, the JDRC also had a great role to play with that. But it was really Dr. Abiy Mohamed, you know, in hearing these requests for more permanent, a more sure foundation for certain diasporic communities, like I and I, the Rastafari of the West, that had repatriated, as well as for the Beta Israel, it was under the category of like stateless people. So the two communities, this is also very interesting that origin ID card that was issued some years ago was for two specific communities. One of the communities was the Rastafari community. The next community was the Beta Israel, a.k.a. also known as, somewhat pejoratively, but the Falashas, right? The Falashas of the East, because I and I are the Falashim out here of the West. But to the Beta Israel, the Black Jews of Ethiopia community, many of them residing currently in what is known as the State of Israel. So these particular two communities are the beneficiaries, you know, who benefit from that generous act of the FDRE, the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia, that government right there, the present government of Ethiopia. Now, we should also be aware that Ethiopia is in a very interesting, a crisis, somewhat of a crisis state. You know, we don't want to over, you know, say it or overplay it, but it seems as though there's a lot of tribal war. There's some sort of a civil war going on. And also Dr. Abiy Ahmed, Prime Minister of Ethiopia, they have, I can say kicked out, as people say, they kicked out, I think 17, if we're correct right there, 17 United Nations advisors. One of the claims or charges of the FDRE, the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia, that government, was that the UN was meddling in Ethiopia affairs. Now, what's very interesting about these particular recent news stories is that it corresponded with the Facebook thing, you know, Zuckerberg, you know, what happened with this whole whistleblower and the Facebook thing. Some of y'all might be familiar with it. Some might not have been on Facebook, Instagram, or WhatsApp at that particular time. But those of us who attempted to utilize any one or all of the above services found that there was no service. It says reward them double how they serve us. Ain't that something? That's revelation, the prophecy right there. Well, those services were shut down. Right, the Facebook and Facebook's products. I didn't even really know that. I think other than some of y'all might have known that Instagram and WhatsApp was part of Facebook services. Also, Instagram Messenger, you know, and other services were shut down. After the 60 minutes interview with a whistleblower, former employee or legal counsel for Facebook revealed their bad service, something about the algorithms, how, you know, they were using like hateful, like it basically was prophecy where it says, you know, causing brother to fight against brother and nation against nation. Also, one of the accusations and the allegations was that a lot of young women were being targeted. And it was affecting their psychological, their mental, their body image, you know, and maybe even pushing some of the young, you know, women, the young ladies of all nations, you know, to suicidal ideations because of how they were manipulating and how they manipulate, but how they were caught manipulating with evidence. Based on the whistleblower's evidence, because she either left or was fired, didn't get that detail there, but she left Facebook and she took a lot of, I guess, inside documents or certain documents to prove her case. And she went to the media and there was a 60 Minutes. It's still out there. We caught a couple of the highlights right there. But how all these things work together, as it says. So we know that all things work together for the good of those who love Ha Elohim, Ha'ilahim. The power, and to those who are called according to his purpose. So with that going on, with Facebook being shut down, and then another interesting highlight, this is a couple of highlights here, Upper Room of Zion. This is also the same podcast that previously, you know, this night right here hosted by and I, Brother Yiftaya, bringing forward certain news, right? Certain news, Rastafari news, and kind of world reports, like what's going on. And these are very, very important subject matters that we have to be informed of and also reason on and also coordinate, you know, how to overcome, how to maneuver, just to be aware of it, right? They say knowledge is power. So to know that these things are going on, that there are these algorithms that are being used to kind of push you when you go on these social medias into certain type of areas and in certain type of discussions and certain type of conflict. It's like if it bleeds, it leads. If it causes strife and hate, that was another big thing that they said about hate, you know, that they was using and appealing to the lower nature, you know, the lower nature of people, because basically violence, hatred, you know, kind of sells. And also how a lot of these algorithms based on Facebook, one of the most popular worldwide services that is increasingly going into countries that, you know, most of the people barely had maybe TVs or television, but it's like now everyone has phones, you know, have phones or laptops or some sort of media device, how they were also pushing certain stories. For example, just one example that the whistleblower gave, there's like two African, and she pointed out Africa. Africa was a part of her example. So no doubt there's some evidence that this has gone on in Africa. And please bear with I, brothers and sisters, and get to the point right here, that there's these two tribes. And the tribes, say, in Africa, the different peoples, ethnicities, don't really get along all the time. They have historical differences. But right now, everything is peace, level vibes. So what they do is push a certain story that says, over there in that village beyond the river, on the other side of the hill or the mountain, they are massacring your people. And so the people, they, you know, they pick this up on their phones, you know, social media, on Facebook, you know, on Instagram or on WhatsApp, Whatscraft, and they see this article here, you know, it's fake news, fake news. Could be the first Trump pet, might as well be the last, right? They see this fake news, or at least if there's any truth to it, it's very incendiary, and it's directed, they're targeted. That's it. They're targeting people with these algorithms, and how these algorithms are affecting the internal life and liberty of various nations. This is all prophecy here, but we're seeing this in reality right now in this time. And so this one tribe gets it over here in Africa, and she said Africa, right? And they see this and say, oh, what? And they all get them their weapons, you know, their guns or machetes or whatever weapons of destruction they get, you know, that they can get. And they rush over to the next village. Can you imagine what happens when this other tribe that we don't really get along with just shows up in our village all strapped up, all booted up, you know, and ready for violence? Because they're looking for, you know, they're looking for the massacre that they read about on Facebook. They're looking for the massacre of their people that they read about on Instagram, or they see some fake news on what's crap, what's that. So I began to think a little bit more, you know, really, God just showed me this, the small, still voice. I said, oh, that goes along with why Dr. Abiy Mohamed, the prime minister of Ethiopia, this might be the reason why the government there, you know, kicked out the UN. On one level, and is trying to, you know, deal with the situation of the civil war, civil disturbances, civil strife, underlying tribal war, but deal with the situation that's going on in Ethiopia, right? So just to share that right there, my brothers and sisters, and then along with that is the ban on travel from the USA to Ethiopia. And then some other brothers and sisters had shared certain news. We didn't vet it all, but it was concerning the Central Intelligence Agency of the United States of America, a.k.a. Alphabet Boys, CIA, you know, something that they are doing also over there. So Ethiopia is in a very sensitive condition, right? Very precipitous, you know, very dangerous. You know, there are food shortages. The economy presently, or at least in this present time, $1 is now transferable into the Ethiopian currency of 47 bur. 47 bur. The bur is the silver, like the shekel currency, the biblical, the holy base currency of Ethiopia, based on the bur, or based on silver, as we have in the scripts, as we have in the covenant. And now it's like one US dollar to 47 bur. Now, just so that one get a better context of this, during the time, right, in his times, he shall shew who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, right, during the time and the visitation of Kadamawi Haile Selassie, the exchange rate was almost 1-to-1. This is why in the video that we did some years, almost a decade ago, that the real reason behind the so-called like Illuminati plot against the King of Kings of Ethiopia had a lot to do with money and not the fake news then. It was fake news then about His Majesty allegedly, you know, stealing money, so forth and so on, when the actuality is that His Majesty gave of his for we the people at home and abroad. But the real reason still was monetary. It was because Ethiopia had progressed under the wise mind of the King of Kings, right, and the diligent labor of the Ethiopian people and black people and we, Beta Israel, at home and abroad, to have an economy. The exchange rate was almost 1-to-1. In other words, the dollar during the time, the fulfillment of the time and visitation of Kadamawi Haile Selassie was almost 1-to-1. I think it was about maybe 10 to maybe 20, less than 25 cents, but it was like 10 to 20. So it was like one, you know, dollar to roughly maybe 90 or something. It was a very 1-to-1. Basically, it was 1-to-1. And presently, the exchange rate of the Ethiopian currency is roughly $1. It changes every day, but when we last checked about a day to two ago from I and I brother, also Hail of Haile Jesus, right? And we seek to bring him forward here on this podcast, on this broadcast coming forward Monday. So we firstly sought to announce certain interviews and reasonings and ones from I and I community to bring forward certain presentations here on this Rastafari podcast, especially on the days from like Monday to Thursday, right? Those are the key days. For the TJIS, we move into the sabbatical. For the Saturday night podcast after the Shabbat podcast, we're dealing with the holy, the Isla, foundation, groundation, the holy place in the Sunday service. So the other available days would be from Monday, looking forward to this Monday coming forward concerning is Ethiopia, is Zion's gates closing? Because once again, ones and ones who are just tuning in, the Ethiopian embassy has announced a few days ago, going to follow up and see if this is still in effect. And regardless if it's in effect or not, we still need to have a reasonment, come make a reason and have a discussion on this, what we're going to do, right? To have a backup for the backup, so to speak, that travel from the USA visas will not be issued for travel from the US to Ethiopia, right, temporarily have been suspended travel visas. The only exception, and this is based on out of the horse's mouth, so to speak, and from the Ethiopian embassy in D.C., we shared it around a few days ago, got screenshots of what's there, you know, from that time. We'll follow up to see what the status is presently, because they said it was temporary, have been temporarily suspended. But then, again, what does temporary mean? Temporary mean for a day? Temporary mean for a couple of days, a week, a month, a couple of months, 6 months, a year, a couple of years? And that brought to mind among the Rastafari, the brethren that I and I was reasoning with, and Brother Haile Jesus as well, right? He was one of the first ones to bring it, you know, to bring it forward, but also ones and ones within the millennial movement of the membership movement of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated in 1937, some of our fellow members as well as duly elected officers, and to heal up, you know, Sister Ide as well as Sister Deborah have reasoned on this and were discussing this some months ago, you know, I think some months ago as well, because it seems like this has been like, you know, happening, ebbing and flowing. But since the situation, Ethiopia seems to have gotten more dire, more worse, especially for the people of Ethiopia and for various ethnic groups. But once again, my brothers and sisters, Is this not what the prophet I see? Is this not the prophecy? To cause strife between brother and brother, and nation shall fight against nation, and kingdom rise against kingdom, right, as we come to the end times. The end of what? Let's get this clear. The end of the times of the Gentiles. Well, let's make it a little more clear. That's biblical talk, right? Let's put it in plain talk. The end of the times of the nations, the nation states. If you don't know about nation states, just Google it. What are nation states? When were nation states created? You know, the whole history, right? And that corresponds to this 400-year period of time. That corresponds with this rulership of this later Greco-Roman, you know, civilization, the Babylonian civilization, this Anglo-American, the times of the Gentiles. So we're going to touch on that a little bit more right there, but thought it was very, very important just to give one to FYI, you know, on what's going on now and what we seek to do here on this podcast, this platform. If Jah permit, if the sustainer permits, I and I coming forward for the Monday, the moon day, right? And when we have such interviews or bringing ones forward, we'll seek to try to do it in the second hour, the second hour of the podcast, the second hour of the broadcast, after we take care of some, you know, basic, you know, Jah, Father, I and I, Abba business. So here, a little bit more, because all these things kind of go together, you know, the Facebook, you know, the hateful, provocative algorithms being put out there. As for the example of the whistleblower on 60 Minutes. So if you got YouTube, go to YouTube, look for the Facebook 60 Minutes story, right, the interview with the whistleblower. Or check out some of the highlights. The highlights, you know, where they have like a couple of minute clips, was very interesting, like topical highlights. We thought that was very, very interesting. And when the woman, forget her name right now, but when she said what she said, you know, and she used Africa, I think, in two or three of her examples of how dangerous, right, these, what Facebook was doing. And so when you hear that Zuckerberg, you know, Facebook lost some $6 billion. That's like the cover story. That's a distraction right there. So what? They lost $6 billion. I lose $6 billion. They lost that, but that's what matters to them. You know, that's their false god they worship. But besides that, let's get to, why did they shut that down? See, they say they had a problem. Yeah, they had a big problem because they were being exposed. And then the analogy that the woman gave concerning fake news being distributed, say, in Africa or on the media, Facebook and all their product media, and then one tribe finding out or hearing hearsay that this next tribe that they know, me and, you know, we and them didn't get along so well, but we've been all right now, you know, just trying to survive and everything. But now you open up your Facebook and say, what? The such and such tribe just have massacred our people. You know, get your guns, get your machetes, get your stuff, and let's go over there. And then they go over there, even though there's no massacre over there. What do you think it's going to be like when this other tribe that we and them don't really get along together, historically speaking, but so far we've been just trying to tolerate each other and just survive, you know, they come to our gates, you know, with their guns and their weapons and their machetes and their angry faces and their Facebook hate-filled psychology. You know what I'm saying? So then I thought, I said, Chan, this must be what is going on also with Ethiopia. You know what I'm saying? Yes, there's things that are going on already, but these things are being exasperated. It's like throwing fuel on the proverbial fire. Just another point about this whole Facebook thing. Now, what they're going to do, this is what they're going to do, Facebook and the rest of that. They're going to blame you. They're going to blame I. This is what they always do. Because when we saw this MSNBC, sound like, what's that thing, monosodium glutamate, MSG, right? When we saw this MSG report, MSNBC report, Chuck, Chuck Scarborough. He said, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Because they're telling people not to take the vaccine. I said, oh. I said, oh. You see what they're going to do? They're going to say, when you or me or we find certain information just trying to warn people about what's going on, right, not trying to circulate fake news or whatever, but give some warnings about what's going on from even reputable sources or resources, they're going to then crack down on you and me and I. They're going to kind of shift the blame and shift the responsibility. How do we know this? This is what the devil always do, right? Yes, I. Right, overcome the devil. Yes, I, in Rastafari.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Here, the Thursday podcast, the fifth day of the seven, the Thursday podcast, the Upper Room podcast, the Zion podcast, the Upper Room of Zion podcast, right here. Yes, sir. Right. Voila. But suppose there was a travel ban. Suppose there was a travel ban on the foreign nation, like here, USA, that we're leaving from. What would I and I do? What would I and I do then? We'll still have to start.
Divided, that children. Inside the movements of Jara Safari, Gamawi Kedema Haile Selassie's children, the line of Judah Mishan, yes, I LOJ Society, awo, 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 inside the Barry Brown, inside the crucial Barry Brown movements of Jara Safari. And enjoy Ethiopia,
Rastafari reggae bands here in North America, Black American bands right here, Bad Brains, leaving Babylon. Leave Babylon alone.
Will I say
thank you.
too long. It will not be too long. I say my people are starving, but your money's running. I say my people are starving, but your money's running.
Yes, yes, yes. Leaving Babylon. So we're going to reason. Hopefully looking forward to reasoning. Find thy brother, Hale Jesus, straight from Shashamani. Yes, I've been there for over like 10 years, you know. Yes, I, Rastafari, looking forward to that on the Monday coming forward, and also open up the platform to, for something that we were seeking to do even before. But first, had to just keep studying Jah Law, Jah Torah, grow in grace, and in that knowledge of the King of Kings Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, and the glory of his majesty, the B-I-B-L-E, foundation, groundation in the holy place. So now, here, just to the word that we shared earlier concerning the question, is Ethiopia Zion's gates closing? Due to this temporary, in fact, we have it right here. Let's just share this right here, the highlight. We shared it on some of the groups that we have on some of these platforms, also to build our own infrastructure and support those who are building our own infrastructure, like Sister Fanai Sunlight of Sight Media, I&I Digital Angel. You need printing, you need design, you need web design, check out Sight Media. And also Rastafari TV. So here, If you go to the EthiopianEmbassy.org, the section that is known as visa service, in fact, we're going to go and just check to see whether that's still in effect. And even if it's not in effect, we have to recognize it can go in effect at any time, right? But as our last check is still in effect, and here's the brief write-up of what it says, the Ethiopian Immigration, Nationality, and Vital Events Agency has temporarily suspended e-visa and visa on arrival visa services to all passengers traveling from the U.S. to Ethiopia. Now, just note and check, it didn't say from anywhere traveling to Ethiopia, but from the U.S., from this North country, from the U.S. to Ethiopia, with the exception of Ethiopian passport holders and Ethiopian origin ID yellow card holders. Now, our brother Haile Jesus is one of the Ethiopian origin ID yellow card holders, and it was issued to Rastafari, to the Rastafari, especially those who have been in Ethiopia, you know, for I think 10 years. It was something about the duration of time that one has spent on the ground, you know, doing one's time. It's important for us to do our time. As we have done our time, our ancestors and I and I over these 400 years, it's important to do I and I time, you know, in the promised land, you know, to build our own thing right there, 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 as well as it was extended to the Beta Israel, the Beta Israel of Ethiopia, the Black Jews of Ethiopia, also known as the Falasha of Ethiopia, especially those in the state of Israel, seeing the so-called white supremacy over there, you know, concerning the racism against ethnic Israelites or melanated Israelites or Black Israelites. So here the Ethiopian origin ID, the yellow card holders, how can we invest and how can we over here also get that kind of access, right, to go to and fro, you know, to build the promised land, to build our homeland, to also help the native peoples, our fellow brothers and sisters over there at home and abroad. But here, to what we're saying about the prophecy of all these things that are going on, you know, not even to mention the COVID-19. It's a covert thing, but they call it COVID-19. Here in St. Matthew's Gospel, the Gospel according to Caduceus Matteo, here in Matthew chapter 24, the Olivet Discourse or the Mount of Olives Discourse, this is a portion of it right here. It speaks of the course of this age, this time, this dispensation. So coming to the 400 years, when we count from the timing of the 1619 to 2019, and here moving into the second to third year after 400 years, just to put that into the context. So verse 4, Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, and Yeshua answered and said to them, and the King of Kings Christ answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, to this point, like Dr. York, Malachi, Zany, Crazy, Yuck, right? Did some good works in the earlier days, at least in our opinion, you know, when he was strictly under his proper calling, the Islamic thing, the Sudanese thing, right? But he did this book, you know, it's Haile Selassie Christ. He touched on it on the Rastafari Jews channel briefly right there. Well, first of all, His Majesty never said, I am Christ. He didn't have to say, I am Christ. You don't have Yeshua HaMoshiach, right, in the first advent saying, I am Christ in that sense. But it's we the children, it's we the diasporas, we the people that recognize the signs of the time and the man who is that sign and that seal of prophecy. Christ is interpreted to mean Messiah. A lot of people get caught up on this, you know, the Gentile state of mind. How do we know this? Well, here, of course, you know, as we do, as Jah's Glory, the B-I-B-L-E, shows us to do when we study to show ourselves approved, right? We have to rightly divide the word of truth, right? So let's just hold right there, right? And let's go to John's gospel, just some basic basics, right? Some basic basics. A lot of people don't go into like, oh, the mystical or the metaphysical, you know, interpretation of things or the allegorical. The Bible is just allegory. But many of them, I suspect, and from studying some of what they say, they don't have a groundation in the ground stuff. You know what I mean? You can't get to the metaphysical if you don't really properly understand the physical. You know, all you have is a meta. You're going over, but there's no standing. So you are over, but upon what are you really standing? What's the real ground upon which you are standing? So here in John's gospel, John chapter 1, verse 41, it says, he first findeth his own brother Simon and saith to him, we have found the Messiah. Right? Here the translator says Messiah. They have taken the Hebrew Mashiach or Messiah and putting it in a kind of a koine Coptic, koine Greek sense, adding the S to the ending. Messiah. Right? Like our personal name, Iadinos or Iadinos, right, is actually from the Hebrew Yadon. Right, Yadon. But that just explaining the S attached to certain words. So Messiah comes from Mashiach, right? So what they're saying here, what he's saying here is we have found the Messiah. What does Messiah mean? Messiah means the anointed. Looking at it scripturally, the question here is, who was the first Messiah according to the glory of his majesty, according to the Bible? Because Matthew says that himself. That's why we say the glory of his majesty, the Bible. So watch those Rastas or Rastafari who, I think it's because they're ignorant, they need to take time to really study, or because the Western whitewash has so confused them, truly has confused a lot of us, that they, you know, it's like, you know, one just gets so off that they stay off, but hopefully, prayfully, they'll get on the King's highway. Here, we have found the Messiahs, right, the Messiah. So who was the first Messiah according to the scripture? The first Messiah according to the scripture would be Aharon, would be the brother of Moshe, the brother of Moses, Aaron. Why? Well, he was the first anointed. So when it says that Aaron and his sons, this is why in the new covenant sense, Christ or Yeshua, right, and the true Christians or the Messiahites, or more correctly, the Nazarenes, right, have that particular name of Messiahites, or in the Greek sense, Christ Christian. So Aaron and his sons were the first anointed. Who else was anointed? Well, priests, that's the priests there, Aaron and his sons, priests and kings, as well as certain of the prophets were anointed, because we hear about some ones and ones who say they are Rasta, you know, they are calling themselves the Messiah. Well, we are Messiah too in that sense. Oh, you are the Messiah? It's not how the Selassie is. You now? You bugging, right? We have found the Messiah, which is, or who is being interpreted, the Christ. Now, it's interesting that John's gospel reads this way. Like, if I'm writing to somebody, right, and I'm interpreting from Hebrew into another language, say the language people speak, so they get the writing in Greek, but I am explaining something in Hebrew, it's likely that I'm coming from Hebrew, just to point that out. But here, Christ refers to Messiah, and Messiah refers to anointed, and the groundation for the understanding and understanding of Messiah, according to the glory of his majesty, is based on the Old Covenant, or you could say the Old Testament scripture, where we have Aaron. So Aaron would be the first Christ. Let that sink in for a moment. Aaron would be the first Christ. Now, see, what happens is because of counterfeit Christianity, when ones hear that, they start to spook it out and say, no, he off, he wrong, you know, because Jesus. Well, Jesus, he told us about those types. Many shall come in my name and say they are Christ. So it's come in Jesus' name and say they are Christ. So here we have Messiahs. So according to what we have here in Matthew, just rightly dividing the word right here, just to get a definition of what does Christ truly, rightfully, in the true context mean. Here, the Messiah, Yeshua, the Messiah in the first advent, the Messiah Ben Yosef, because Judaically, Hebraically, we know that the Messiah has a first advent and a second advent. We also have this in the Ethiopic book of Enoch. So even what we have in the New Covenant is based on the Yehudi or the Jews, the Judahite knowledge, we the black Jews' knowledge, even in the first century of the Ethiopic book of Enoch or the book of Enoch. This is what explains the two comings. So some may ask, well, why is there two comings of the Messiah? You know, well, they might think it's just from the New Testament. Well, you might have found it in the New Testament, but it's based on what the people in the New Testament time were reading, such as books that are not found in the Western Gentile Bible, the apocryphal books, such as the books of Yobeliu, the books of Jubilees, such as the book of Hanok or Enoch. Right? And we have those books as well in available in their proper, the best Ethiopic translation, as well as we have companion books with the Ge'ez, with the Ethiopic for those Talmudim and Dekam as Amoret disciples that would seek to study and just verify, affirm it for themselves. So where it says, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Because some people, some folks like to say, oh, that's Selassie. How does Selassie expose? No, he's going to expose you. Anyway, right? So he didn't have to say that. Because we put the two and two together. What's the two and two we put together? I have the black Jews of Harlem. For us as black American Rastafari, we have our own roots in Rastafari. Of course, we share, you know, with our brothers, you know, the Benjamites, Jaman, Jamaica. Jamaica is very, very important in the prophecy. You know, we will not deny that, we can say that sacred, that Isle of Roll. Because as the lightning, right, shined from the east, right, to the west, came to the west, to all the west, Jamaica was that lighthouse. And we linked Jamaica with Benjamin, right, with the tribe of Benjamin, right? Not just like the Hebrew Israelites, some of the Hebrews like camps, we see that they have much correct, but the context of some things is off. For example, if you go back to the 1930s, if you go back to the 1930s, there were a lot much more, we could say, black Mexicans and melanated Mexicans. Something happened over the years. There's a, Henry Louis Gates, he did this documentary about blacks in Latin America. I don't know if that's a correct, if that's the full title there, but he did this thing about blacks in Latin America. And in that particular document, blacks in Latin America, he goes into certain facts. One particular fact that changed up some of the seeming racial dynamics was that they sent a lot of European males, a lot of European males from certain places like Spain and Portugal, they sent them over and they gave them license to breed. Right, to breed up all the melanated, you know, the Negritas and the Morenas. And so that changes the dynamics over 50 years. And we know how this can easily happen because it happened before as well. Just pointing out that particular link right there. But Benjamin, the Benjamin link, on the land of Benjamin, Benjamin's land coming from Joseph and being given, you know, by the patriarch, Benjamin's land in old Israel was the land upon which the temple in the southern kingdom, the temple of Jerusalem was. And then later on, it was incorporated into Yehuda, into Judah, and it became that United Kingdom, you know, of the south. And the difference between the 10 tribes of the north, the Israelites, and the southern kingdom was the covenant of David, the 10 tribes of the north, they were kind of ambivalent about David. It took them 7 years to recognize that David was king. They were still holding to Saul, the first king. Finally, they did, but they were not as zealous in that sense, you know, and earnest for the kingdom of David. And they later on went into captivity, the 10 tribes. And the tribes that remained was Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, as well as Simeon, some of the other remnant tribes, or the main tribes, were Benjamin, Judah, and Levi. We see that today as the so-called Black American, the Afro-Americans, right, the Afro-Jamaicans, as well as the Haitians, right, Haiti, right, and also some of our remnant peoples elsewhere. Now, we're not saying that the other tribes is not people in the other tribes, but the strong evidence that we have found, right, especially in link with that ethnic seed, right, that black seed is among the North American, right, black peoples, right, amongst the Jamaican and the Caribbean included, and Jamaica, as the word of prophecy says, and there's little Benjamin, their ruler. Benjamin is like that kind of ruler in the sense of the true consciousness, you know, in the Caribbean. Right. And also among Levi. Right. Speaking of Haiti, just to point that out right there, because these points need to be connecting some of these dots. Some might dispute, but hopefully we can, you know, go into a reasonment, a civil reasonment. So here where it says, "For many shall come in my name saying I am Christ." So, no, His Majesty never ran around and said, you know, "I am Christ." He doesn't have to, because if you understand the truth of Ethiopia, how the ancient Israelites, the ancient black Israelites made Ethiopia holy. Let's let that sink in for a moment. How the ancient Israelites made Ethiopia holy. They established that Hebrew establishment. In fact, that's the context, we could say the description of the book known as the Kever Neges, right? The Queen of Sheba, King Solomon, the only son, right? Menelik, right? The 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, the Ark of the Covenant, and from there forward to His Imperial Majesty. So when kings are crowned, there's a certain order. The basic precepts of that order was carried out with the coronation of Ketamari Haile Selassie, as well as with the anointing and coronation of Ketamari Haile Selassie, and with the crowning of Itege Menen, Kedamawi to Oleta Georgis, Empress Menen, right? So when we recognize that, we know that the procedural for that is a Levitical procedural, and the Levitical procedural is an anointing. And the one anointed and seating on the throne of great King David truly is the Messiah of the prophecy, the Messiah in the second advent, or as one would say, in that return or that second advent of the Messiah. He will raise, as the word says, that God, Exiavion, Hailahim, the power will raise, right? They, you know, raise Christ to sit on the throne of great King David. And here, as another point of reference, all from the roaring 20s and 30s from our people here in this North Country, we have the Black Jews of Harlem, the Black Jews of Harlem. Let's just go on the record and just share the full of four, because ones might not have heard this before, and it's important for us to rehearse this and get to understand this. This right here is the words of, we call him like our priest, right? As we see, Emmanuel Charles Edwards, in a respectful way, was a guiding light to our brothers in the Caribbean. And in Benjamin, we find that Rabbi Wentworth Arthur Matthews, before him Rabbi Arnold Josiah Ford, were guiding lights for us here in this North Country, bringing I and I to His Majesty. So when one say that the only real Rastas, you know, Rastas outside of Jamaica, not real Rastas, that's just some crazy ballhead talk, you know, and you have to chase them and run them. You know, we have to bring them to judgment, right? But here it says this right here, we're on page 18. It goes to the second point that Rabbi Matthew makes right here, all right? Mateo, Matthew. The second point is that they, are descendants of the union between King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, who founded a line, a lineage of Ethiopian Hebrew kings from Menelik the First, or Kedemawi Menelik, down to Haile Selassie, or Kedemawi Haile Selassie, the Lion of Judah, who is covertly a Hebrew. And here we're going to bring forward this. It says, of the three sons of Noah, right, Shem, Ham were black, and only Japheth, the ancestor of the Gentiles, was white. Thus, King Solomon was a black man. After the Queen of Sheba became his wife in a marriage ceremony taking six months, she returned to Ethiopia pregnant or with child, with the understanding that the child, if a boy, would be returned to Jerusalem for bar mitzvah or confirmation. At the age of 12, Menelik I, also known as Dawit David II, also known as Ibn Hakim, son of the wise, Bina Lechem, the son, right, he did come back, he returned and remained in Jerusalem, until he was 25. His father, realizing that designs were being made upon the young prince's life, the Kever Negesh also seems to point this out as well, gave him a company of men with whom to go to Ethiopia. The priests who accompanied the young prince, according to this deceased Solomon, and carried away with them the original tables of the law. The Kever Negesh brings forward the sense that this is by the will of the Almighty. And we see this to be true because even the prophecies of David in the Psalms makes this link between the Israelites and the faithful Ethiopians. So the original tables of the law, instead of the copy that the king, King Solomon, had prepared. They are to be found this very day at Aksum. Menelik I was the first king of Israel in Ethiopia. Facts. Was the first king of Israel in Ethiopia. The original colophon, which is like the description, opening description of the Kever Negesh that we had read some years ago, speaks about the Hebrew establishment, that Hebrew establishment in Ethiopia, from which we have the Lion of the tribe of Judah, right? The first king of Israel in Ethiopia, Kedemawi Menelik, from whom Kedemawi Haile Selassie, the Lion of Judah, traces his descent in an unbroken line lineage of 613 kings. Now, number 613 is also very significant, but we move forward. Here he says Haile Selassie's connection with the Coptic Church is due to diplomatic pressure from Britain, which requested in 1896, after the Ethiopian-Italian War, that all kings coming to the Ethiopian throne be Coptic Christians. Now, there was already the relationship between the Coptic Church, one of the sister churches, the five sister churches that we mentioned in the previous, on the Wednesday podcast, right? First Light or Yesterlight, we pointed to the Coptic or the Egyptian church being one of those Oriental or Eastern churches. However, Rabbi Matthew goes on to say the court at Addis Ababa is closed for business on Friday afternoons. Facts. And all day Saturday, no Hosea pork is eaten in his palace, and he follows the Falasha or the Beta Israel ritual. Kedemawi Haile Selassie, here's the main point of what he says here. Kedemawi Haile Selassie is the present king, Melech Negus, of the Beta Israel, or the House of Israel, the Beit Yisrael. And this is proof that Dawid should never lack a black man to sit upon the throne of Israel. When Mussolini overran the country, Kedemawi Haile Selassie stopped at Jerusalem to pray in Hebrew before proceeding to the League of Nations. Another interesting fact that, you know, true biblical ancient Hebrew, and if you know Ge'ez and Amharic, it's just another dialect. It's like just speaking in a different dialect of the same or similar language. To close out right here, it is from Addis Ababa, says Rabbi Matthew of the Commandment Keepers, the Ethiopian Hebrew Congregation of the Living God. It is from Addis Ababa that I derive my authority as head of the black Jews in the United States. We are African or Ethiopian Hebrews, and we see some of our fellow communities, like the Kingdom of Yah, right, and heal up to Brother Yaniv, right, of the Kingdom of Yah, the African Israelites of Jerusalem, right? Here they refer to themselves as African Israelites. Here we refer to I and ourselves as Ethiopian Hebrews. But it's from Rabbi Matthew, Rabbi Ford, who had went to Ethiopia and even has descendants to this very day, right, that we trace our links. So when ones would ask and say, well, if you're not Jamaican, well, you can't be Rastafari, so forth and so on, they obviously don't know their facts. And even if you say that Marcus Garvey in 1928 made the proclamation that he made, well, Reverend James Morris Webb is already on the record for saying the essence of those same words in 1924. So instead of playing this divide and conquer thing, let's come together as brothers. Well, let's go on right here with Matthew, Saint Matthew, right? Verse 6, and ye and y'all shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye that y'all be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So when they hear about wars and people say, oh, the end, no, it's just there'll be wars and rumors of war, but the end is not just yet. Here, verse 7, for nation, nationality or nation shall rise against nation, nation against nation, nationality against nationality, and kingdom against kingdom, government against government. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Like I, most hated, most imitated. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Some ask, what's going on in the black conscious social media? What's going on? We're supposed to be building black people and doing for ourselves and not fighting against each other. This is the word of prophecy. And then shall many be offended. The word offended, coming from the coin of Greek, is the word scandalize. Many shall be scandalized. But literally it means a foot trap to catch animals shall be caught by the foot, which means that stopping the progress of movements by creating all type of nonsense scandals, fake news and rumors. That's what they sought to do and did against His Divine Majesty. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Some of our Hebrew Israelite brothers, you know, who hate on His Majesty and I and I Rastafari in their own peculiar way, right, had said that in 2000 Christ was going to return and this and that, the next thing will happen because Y2K. Well, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity, which is actually lawlessness, and lawlessness is going against the Torah, what the Torah really says, how it guides us, instructs us, shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he, here is the good news, even in that seeming bad news, but he that shall endure to the end, to the fulfillment of these things, the same shall be saved. And this gospel, and this good news, this gospel of the kingdom. Now, you hear a lot of people talk about the gospel this, the gospel that. But what does the scripture says? The scripture says, and this gospel, and this good news, this gospel of the kingdom. So the real gospel, the true gospel, is of the what? The kingdom. What is the kingdom? The governance, right? This governance. And we have received this governance from and through Ketamawi Haile Selassie, but many ones have sought to invent or make up, you know, other things. and to do other things. But this gospel, but the word remains sure. Two things for certain, one thing for sure. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached, shall be what? Shall be proclaimed in all the world for a witness. A witness. Remember the previous light psalm, Psalm 60, speaking about the Shushan Edut, right? The lily of the testimony, the trumpet of witness, right? For a witness to all nations, to all nations. So what should we, I and I, both in I and I personal, our indivisible dual, our individual responsibility and our individual co-laboring be about, right? More or less bearing witness and proclaiming. To preach don't mean like some of these counterfeit Christians do, but to proclaim, right? To proclaim the kingdom, right? To proclaim the kingdom of the King of Kings and his Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach. It says, and this gospel, this good news, this is good news. Well, it's not good news for everybody, but it's good news for Jah people and for all the true people of this world. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached. So the call chosen of faithful Rastafarian Ethiopian Hebrews, it's not about so much a religion or any of those things, so to speak, right? It's about a kingdom. It's about, for I and I, it's about self-determination, our self-governance in the kingdom of the King of Kings, right? It's not so much about a religion, the gospel, right? It said the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, yeah, I get that. Well, Jesus Christ himself said that his gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is the gospel of the kingdom. Of the kingdom shall be preached, proclaimed in all the world for a witness to all nations. Why? Because Jah people have been scattered, right? Ethnic Israel and even the righteous amongst the strangers, the sons of strangers, are in all nations. And then shall the end come. When we said about the end times, what are the end times? Right, it's the end of the times of the Gentiles, because people preach it like the world is going to, you know, like the earth is going to blow up or something like that. Not necessarily, you know, but it's going to be the end of this way of doing business, so to speak, the government, this world system, these worldly ideas and philosophies. Just to the point about the Great Tribulation, verse 15, when ye y'all shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place. Why I and I focus on that foundation in the holy place in Jah grace. Then it says in a parenthetical, open parenthesis, whoso readeth, let him make him understand, make him understand. Yes, I, what is Jah plan?
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality?
የአህዛብ ዘመን የጀመረውና ያለቀው መቼ?
When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
And
I wanna wanna be a fuck.
Jah kingdom.
I love you so much, you and Jah.
Jah kingdom.
I'm fucking on the side leading out the truth.
Jah kingdom come down upon earth. Rastafari voice must be heard. Jah kingdom come down upon earth. King Selassie, I am his shepherd. Jah kingdom come down upon earth.
Rastafari
bless the earth. Your kingdom come down upon earth. Revolutionary soldier is a
Babylon of Egypt. They mute them off the accept. The truth come on a revolutionary soldier. Long time we do them off the. They mute them off the accept. Well them can't stop me from freedom. Make sure Babylon. You gun them soon have no use. No more get a youth then you can come shoot. They youth them sick. And then find the truth again. The two will like the sea. The people like the blues. I am the plant. I am the lamb. This them and the root. Louisiana. Keep them with the division. Boy.
Behold the Lion of Judah.
It's
conquered again and again. Set to the captives free.
Yes,
and all. Yes, again and again and again. Oh Lord, your kingdom come down upon earth. Rastafari bless the earth. Your kingdom come down upon earth.
King Selassie, Lion, we shepherd.
Your kingdom come down upon earth. Rastafari bless the earth. Your kingdom come down upon earth.
Yo,
King Selassie, hey, I am
well,
chef.
Well, Babylon, to listen when your desire inclined. Don't knock me 7 miles and block the line. Believe out of Babylon now anytime. The youth them seek, them search and find. And them know I am at 11 and you're 39. Too much get no youth dead from borderline. And no more youth no feet get no carbine. One fight round the Bible and for the first we mine. Brainwash education and break down. Them off the accept the truth. Man a revolutionary soldier. Long time we shoot them off the. They mute them off the accept. Well them can't stop me from lead out me choke.
Your kingdom come down upon earth. Rastafari bless the earth. Your kingdom come down upon earth. King Selassie, I am his shepherd. Your kingdom come down upon earth. Rastafari bless the earth.
Well at this Babylon now. Boston. When them see the mountains still from the ocean, them a wonder if a dream or a vision. I wonder if it's real or illusion. Tell the world that them they better overstand. Africa, me know that peace all on you come from. Tell it that we moving through the pollution. Aye, Louisiana, them Boston, they sang Babylon of ego. They mute them and they accept the truth. Man, the revolution, every soul, the long time we do them at it. Well them just lock me from me down me too. Louisiana,
the Lion of Judah.
Brah, brah, brah. Bakadamawi.
The whole place is
And why do we say that Kadamawi Haile Selassie is our nice shepherd? Well, it's the word of truth, the word of scriptures, prophecy.
What is true?
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them, and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore, evermore. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah.
On May 5th, 1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. 5 tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. Ethiopia.
Children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. He was their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, 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 he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of a 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 all the days of a.
And here for the fifth day, the Thursday, the fifth day of the seven, the fifth day of the Shavuot, the fifth day of the strong, called by the Gentiles a week. I and I keeping it sabbatically strong. Here we have the evening psalm, the standing psalm, Psalm 81, right here on the dub by Johnny Osborne, Jehovah Dub, Psalm 81.
Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
Psalm 81, the evening psalm, the standing psalm. That means every evening, that's the evening psalm there for the fifth day of the seventh. And today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. Here we have Psalm 49. Hear, 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 our first ear, our first hear of today's daily psalm, Psalm 49, Hebrew highlights.
Psalm 49.
Mizmor mentet lamnatseya livne korah mizmor
Hear this, all ye people, ye people, ye people, ye people.
Shim'u zot kol ha'amim,
kol ha'amim, kol ha'amim, kol ha'amim.
Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, of the world, of the world, of the world, of the world.
Ha'azinu kol yosh ve'halet, ve'halet, ve'halet.
Both low and high, high.
Gam bene Adam, gam bene ish, bene ish, bene ish, bene ish, bene ish.
Rich and poor together, together.
Yahad ashir ve'evyon, 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 ve'evyon.
My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him, for the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever, that he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die. Likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. This their way is their folly, yet their posterity approve their sayings. Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast, is like the beast, is like the beast, is like the beast, is like the perish, is 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 the perish.
Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 49, which has a theme. One of the themes of today's daily psalm is death, the leveler. One of the themes of today's daily psalm, Psalm 49. So here, Rastafari, the roots, the Rhema tune here from St. Peter, St. Peter Tosh. Down press am I.
Oh,
Did you know that one of the coronated and anointed titles of Ketamawi Haile Selassie, the Rastafari, one of his coronated titles is King of Israel? So you might hear some say that it's we Rastas or Rastafari, we give His Majesty titles, or we just like look things in the Bible and say this is his title. No, they just don't know. And this is interesting because today's daily psalm, what does today's daily psalm say? Let's just go right here. We can go from memory, but let's just go to the script. We have Psalm 49, which one of the themes is death, the leveler. And here, brothers and sisters and brothers, and those listeners and audiences listening in the live stream, calling. We have about 22 minutes before we go into the grace part of this podcast right here. Psalm 49, to chief musician, a psalm, a chant, Isis, for the sons of Korah. Here, according to the KJV in the 20th verse, in the Hebrew Bible will be the, I think, 21st verse. It says, man, that is, in honor and understandeth not. This is the key. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts perish, like the beasts perish. Important principle right here. Saying that man that is in honor and doesn't have any understanding. There's a lot of men that have been in honor that just seem not to have no understanding concerning Ketamawi Haile Selassie. And they jumped out the window. No, they jumped off the mountain. No, they jumped in Gehenna. Right? They jumped in the pit talking shite. But here, this principle here. So here it shows how man is like the beast. And that makes the beasts, who are beasts naturally, better than such kinds of man. It says, man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish. How the psalm right here, how it fulfills. Another important, just some highlights of today's daily psalm. Notice the verse where it speaks of verse 3, according to KJV. It says, my mouth shall speak of wisdom. To the righteous, their mouth speak of what? Wisdom is full of wisdom, wiseness, right? And talk of judgment. Here it says, my mouth shall speak of wisdom, shall speak of the Hebrew Sophia Chokmah, as Yeshua, a.k.a. the world says Jesus Christ. He says that wisdom is justified by all of her children. We have from the first sabbatical study, for the first sabbatical strong, Bereshith. We get to learn that Reshith in the Hebrew is the female head, the female of the Hebrew Rosh. Rosh in the Hebrew corresponds to the Ge'ez Re'ez, corresponding to the Amharic Rosh. But here it says that wisdom is the female head, or in the context, is the principle. So we have the divine feminine right there in the beginning in wisdom. Because think about it. If from nothing, creation ex nihilo, creation out of nothing, right? That you have to create something. If there was nothing, and he who be who he be sought to create, you have to create something to put everything in. So there must be a womb, so to speak. And yes, Hebraically, right, we have this even in Torah when we study it. Verse 3 says, my mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. Now, this is key right here. Right? These are keys right here. Key man, open the door. Yes, I, the far right. Once again, brothers and sisters, calling. Oh, 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761. And hopefully we'll have the Anchor FM, the replays, available as well, seeking to build up on that. And those who seek to co-labor, with I and I, hit the contact at lojs.org. Put that in the subject, lojs.org. Just to go through this right here. Here, what we have right here, Ki Yidaber Hakmot. Ki Yidaber Hakmot. We Hagut Libi Tebunot. Tebunot. Now, the usual word in the Hebrew for wisdom is Hakma. Hakma. Hakma, sometimes pointed in some accents as Hokma. Hokma. Hakma. Hakma. Wisma. She. And then she, she has a, I guess, a sister, right? A sister. And this sister, she is called Bina. Bina. We're just seeking to find the verse right here, right? It says called wisdom. Wisdom, your kinswoman. Your kinswoman, right? So some of the, all of the sisters that kind of point out, well, where's the divine feminine? Well, some of the brothers might get upset because you're not spending that time in the holy place and the glory of His Majesty. We study it. You don't have to make up things, you know, like say it's an allegory and you're not really looking at His allegory. You're making up your own allegory, allegedly. Anyway, Proverbs chapter 7, verse 4 says, say to wisdom. Say to wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. Call understanding thy kinswoman. So here again, we're practicing this precept here, rightly dividing the word of truth. Say to wisdom, say to wiseness, Amor la hakma, achoti, 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 achoti. Achoti, as we say, ehite, Bamarinya, we say, ehite, 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 my sister, achoti, 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 my sister, at, at, to say like she, you, speaking to she, at, to speak to a woman, at, and ata, ata, to a man. Amor, amor, amar, to say, amor, la hakma. At u moda la bina tikra 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 and call bina bina call her some say interpret this as your close relative call bina right moda 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 like acquaintance is acquaintance from the yada, 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 yada in the Hebrew, yada. Like yada, 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 but yada, 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 to know, to know, to know. Yada. Call Bina. Call her your kinswoman. The idea is like you know her. I point this out from Proverbs 7 and 4, right? Because it gives us insight right here. In today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Tet, Mizmor Mim Tet, Psalm 49, Psalm XLIX, here in the KJV, verse 3, my mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation, iditation of my heart shall be of understanding. So the key here is the Proverbs. The key right here, here is the mashal of Shlomo. Remember, King Solomon was just a youth, right? A youth. He was a young man, right? Some say below the age of consent. So therefore, his mother, Bathsheba, she was like a dowager queen. A dowager queen is like a queen of a king that has, like, say, a young son. But he is younger than the age and maturity at that time to rule. So she usually, along with the same thing happened to, I think, Libna Dengel, the son of Zara Yaakov in the Ethiopia history, that the mother, along with the priest, right, the priest, you know, ruled, and some of the members of the court would rule on behalf of the child, until that child hopefully would come of age. This was the case of Solomon. This is why the Kevarim Niger says that there were some things that were attributed to Solomon, right, that he did according to what was written, right, in the scripts, but it was not really Solomon so much, right? It was in his name that the things that are properly attributed to Solomon are those things that he did after he prayed for wisdom, after that prayer that he made at Gibeon, right? He asks Adonai, you know, he says, like, who can rule a people so great? I'm paraphrasing, who can rule a people so great? I'm just a child. I'm just a very young, you know, I'm a young man, right? And Adonai was so impressed that he didn't pray as many would-be kings would pray. Many would-be kings, you know, we would be a king. We might pray for, like, the life of our enemies. We want our enemies dead up. You know, the woman of our enemy, the wives of our enemies, you know, we wanted to take our enemies out because we would like to have a good rulership. But Solomon, Shlomo, was very wise even at that time. He basically prayed, you know, for wisdom and understanding to be able to be a good shepherd to John people. And Adonai, he inclined to Solomon. And he gave Solomon, you know, what he asked and even more. Therefore, Proverbs of Solomon, I likened this before in Reasoning of Ones and Ones. I'll share this here. Proverbs mainly is speaking to young disciples, namely sons. And this is not no sexism or any of that. Understand the context. It's speaking to sons. Basically, what it's saying is that woman, generally speaking, have wisdom, or they have one of the two kinds of wisdom, or a little of both. They have the wisdom from above, she from above, and they have the wisdom from below, she from below. In other words, the good wisdom from the heights and the not so good wisdom from the depths. But the men, the man them, the young men them, we need instruction. We need instruction. I perceive this is something that happened at the tree in the Garden of Eden, right? Something that happened when Adam violated that commandment that he was commanded. He lost something. So what Solomon does in Proverbs is basically say Solomon is like the dean of a college or something like that. He is like the principal, you know, of a school, right? And what he does in Proverbs is say, sons, disciples, my son, my sons, my disciples here, right? This class is going to be about this and this and this, wisdom, wise mind, and understanding. And I'm going to introduce, you know, your teacher. And the teacher that comes in, right, to view in Proverbs is she, just like in the beginning. We have he who be who he be. Right, the Holy Trinity, the triple male, creating creation in and through Wisma. And in case you want to check it out in the scripts for yourself, just read and study Proverbs chapter 8. She explains it all right there. So he's basically saying sons, disciples and sons is interchangeable in the Hebrew way, right? Sons, disciples, right? Here's your teacher. Listen to her, right? And then we have Wisma coming forward to explain so many vital principles to us. Wisdom explains to us about the good woman, explains the bad woman, explains good things and bad things in order that the disciples can come to that maturity, right? So with that being said, once again, right here, just put that into context. So it doesn't mean that a woman can't read or shouldn't read or study it, right? But it's saying that in a sense, they already got it by measure, a little bit, a measure more than men. Yes, men have knowledge, you know, they know, but sometimes we might not know how, right? So wisdom brings forward the true and the faithful know-how. So wisdom and understanding. Here in today's daily psalm in the Hebrew, it's actually the fourth verse, but in the KJV, it is the third verse. This third verse from the KJV, Hebraically fourth verse, reads, Sleek, I said key before. Key means four, you know, four in that sense, not four like Yeah, it should be P, 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 the mouth, the pe, fi, fi, yidaber hakmota, we, hagut, libi, tebu note. So the key words, hakmot, hakma, or hokma is singular. Hakmot or hokmot is plural. Bina, understanding, as we have in Proverbs 7 and 4, I and I kinswoman, is singular. Here we have tebunot from the bana, bana. Bana also means to build, and bana is also at the same root in another form for son, a ban, a bane. So here, the words wisdom and understanding, both words are in the plural. Both words are in the plural. Because in the Hebrew sense, in the Afro-Semitic sense, this denotes profound wisdom. So another way of bringing it out is my mouth, pi yidaber, pi, fi, my mouth, yidaber, yidaber, shall speak. Chokmot, chokmot, pi yidaber chokmot, my mouth shall speak of wisdoms, wisenesses. In other words, of profound wisdom, profound wisdom. We hagut, and my, here also is another plural too. The word for meditation is like meditations, iditations. The word hagut in the Hebrew comes from haga, haga. This is what we also have in one of the Psalms in translation, Hagion, Hagion. You know, the Psalm that has Hagion is a meditation, iditation. But here is with Hagut and the meditations, the iditations, Libi, 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 my heart, my Li, my Lib, my heart, Tibu note shall be not just understanding, but understandings. In the sense of, shall be of understanding, understanding, and overstanding, to bring out the Hebrew sense in the language that we speak and communicate in. In other words, deep, deep, deep insight. Wisma in the Bible, in the glory of Kedemawi Hana Selassie, as he says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. Wisma in the Bible, it corresponds to moral philosophy, right? And it gives us the keys of the moral theocracy of His Divine Majesty. Understanding, understanding, overstanding is enlightenment, light, mo light, enlightenment upon a perplexity of human experience. You know, we go through experiences and you say, I can't understand how that happened. While someone else might say, I understand, and let me give you some of the overstanding on that, you know, that sometimes we can't really figure it out, right? Just because we understand it doesn't mean we agree with it. This is another note right there. Some people like to say that they don't understand something, and they really need to use another word. They don't agree with it, because sometimes we do understand that you understand why the thief stole the thing, because they wanted it, or maybe they needed it. Like, nobody despises the thief if he steals when they're hungry, but when they are found out, they must pay, you know, sevenfold. You know, so yes, you know, one might do something, you understand, but it's not agreeable. So understanding, understanding, overstanding doesn't always mean that it is agreeable, but you still overstand what to go on. So here, I zoom in on this area right here because it's the key that links to the next verse. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will incline mine ear to a parable. Ate le mashal. Ate, to extend the ear. You know, when you put your hand behind your ear and you broaden your ear, that's the sense of it there. Ate le mashal. Le, 2, 4 of mashal. Mashal, a parable. It's also the same as a proverb. A proverb is also the same as an allegory. An allegory. Ate le mashal azni, azni, azni. Or some might point as ozni, ozni, azni. the ear. And the good is the word is isn't. Isn't is the ear. So just to point out the roots and the connectivity of these languages, Hebrew, Biblical Hebrew, Ethiopic, and Royal Amharic. I tell him, mashal azni, I will incline mine ear to a parable. Now, this verse comes after the verse before because the verse before is a prerequisite to be able to really understand the allegorical nature of the scripture. You have to have the wisdom and the understanding, right, that Jah teaches. Then we have the second part of the verse. I will open my mouth, Slika, I will open my dark saying up on the harp. All right, so first, my mouth shall speak of wisdom. So we have to speak of the wisdom, right? And the wisdom here, the context is connected even with the wisdom of Solomon for I and I, the wisdom of Solomon, to speak this word sound, to rehearse this word sound, to get to know this word sound. And the meditation, the iditations of my heart shall be of understandings, of the deep insight. Understanding, understanding, overstanding. This is why in the Hebrew the words are plural. Chokmot, wisdoms, tibunot, understandings. I will incline mine ear to a parable, the parables, the mashal, misale. I will open my dark saying up on the harp, upon the harp. Eftach, eftach, eftach. Eftach from fitach. We have like the fitah neges, the same root word to open, right? Fatach, fatach, to open. Here we have eftach, eftach, I will open. Eftach, the kinor, kinor, upon the kinor. Chidati, chidati, the chidati, the chidati. What is the chidati? This is the Hebrew that is used here is a riddle. Remember? You recall that the queen of the south, the queen of Sheba, she came to Shlomo Solomon with what? With some riddles, some questions, a lot of questions about wisdom, right? Because she was seeking wisdom, right? And she heard that a man in the north, this Hebrew king of Israel, he had this wisdom, right? So here is the key of this wisdom. 90 seconds, y'all. Just got the 90 second. Reminder here on the board right here, 90 seconds, 90 seconds, last call right here. But if you missed us here, check it out on the replay, Jah willing. So the dark saying, the chidati. What is the chidati? The chidati is a riddle, is a riddle. The dark sayings is a riddle. Let's just bring this up right here, brothers and sisters, just to bring out the Hebrew of the bring this out right here to bring out the Hebrew sense of this right here. Okay. The riddle. Also, as is here used for a pronouncement. So when it says dark saying, it's like a riddle, an ancient enigmatic problem, right? So the dark sayings are brought out where? They're brought out upon the harp, musically, in the music. Therefore, the Psalms is what? The Psalms is the word sound, right? The word sound of the music upon the harp to the accompaniment of string music, of the string music, like the begina, right? The kinor. And we have a very good point of reference to the begina and the kinor and the Ethiopian, the harps, you know, the Hebrew harps and the Hebrew harps. By the Ethiopian, the Hebrew harp. So when we look at the example of Ethiopia, right, we can see what these harp, what the harp of David was all about right here, here, here. So this is like the opening. These opening verses right here are the key to really understanding the full of fullness, getting a good standing. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, in the days of trouble, in the days of ra'a? The word for evil is ra'a. The word to see is re. So one is a hard A, one is a soft A. Some say otherwise, but make them prove their theory. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil when the iniquity of my supplanters compasseth me about? Now, in the KJV, it says in verse 5, wherefore should I fear in the days of evil when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? Now, the Talmudim, the disciples know that we have the Torah portion, Ikev, here we have Ikavai. Both means heels, but it also means supplanter. And what's interesting about this word heels, the Akab, from the root Akab, it is the root part of the name of the patriarch, Jacob. That's why it said that he is a heel grabber, and then they say he's a supplanter because of this root idea. So Psalm here from verses 5 to 12, it goes into wealth and death. It begins off with an exhortory build, like a build-up. So the first four verses, right, the first four verses is like the build. And then we get the next verses right here, verses 5 to 12, according to the KJV, wealth and death. And then in verses 13 to 20, it speaks of the vanity of wealth. So now let's just check this. It's not saying that wealth, just in its basic sense, wealth is like so many other, is like fire. Is fire good or bad? Fire is like neutral in the sense. It depends on how it's used or misused or abused. Same thing with wealth. So here it brings out the vanity of wealth and the triumph of the upright. So poverty is not a virtue, Hebraically, Judaically speaking, but the poor are looked at in a respectful, even a reverential sense. They are, because we are poor in that sense. When I say we, right, even as Jachil, everything that we have in covenant, all the blessing, all the berkot is from him. We have nothing apart from him. So it goes on to say, of them that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, no man can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to Elohim a ransom for him. For too costly is the redemption of their soul, and must be let alone forever, forever, that he should still live always, that he should not see the pit. For he seeth that wise men die, the fool and the brutish together perish, and leave their wealth to others. The inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. But here, bringing it to what we can say is like a chorus line of Psalm 49. But man abideth not in honor. He is like the beast that perish. Now, that reading there might be a little bit different from what you have in the KJV, the King James Version. King James Version reads it like this. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beast that perish. This their way is their folly, yet their posterity approve their sayings. Selah. Take it to the pause right here, the Selah. Now, what's interesting about this psalm is a psalm of the sons of Korah. Do you remember who Korah was? Their father? Their father was one who rose up a rebellion. He was of the Levites. He was a Levite. He was a Kohathite, right, in that sense, of the tribe of the Kohathites, if I'm correct. The Kohathites had the responsibility of moving the ark, of carrying and moving the ark from place to place. But he sought to rebel against the rightful authority of Moshe and of Aharon, of Aaron. And if you know the rest, they brought forward their Aishans, and the men got bun up, right? And then the rest of them, the earth opened and swallowed them up, and they went down alive, you know, into the earth. But the sons of Korah were not condemned because their father had gone bad, had gone wrong, because the sons of Korah did not follow in their father's ratchet ways. See, this brings out the 10 words of 10 commandments, right, to the second and third generation of them that hate me, that when they, you know, when ones go on in the badness of their parents, because, well, that's my family, I'm going to hold to my family above everything. And if your family is ratchet and wrong, you would do good to follow the example of Korah, the sons of Korah. That's another very important point right there. There's a point at the beginning of the song that we should have touched on as well, right? I don't know if it's in the intro right here. We're going to share the intro and then right up the midrash right here. But right here, the opening part where it says, "Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world. Hear this. Hear this, all ye people." A question of universal interest and the application is to be discussed. Hear this, everybody, right? First to the Yehudi, the Israelites, and then to the other nations. Both low and high, rich and poor together. It's an interesting point about the low and high and the rich and poor together, right? Because in the Hebrew, it says both ye sons of Adam and ye sons of Ish. Can we stop going on in ignorance? I know when we see the word Jewish, we see I-S-H and we say Ish, and we go off on this English thing. But Ish in the Hebrew, because it should be where we are going, right? You know, leaving Babylon, leaving the confusion, right? Ish means man, but it means man in the highest sense. This verse right here says, Gam, B'nai, Adam. Gam, B'nai Ish. Gam means also, but the translator translates it as both. Also, B'nai, sons of Adam. Sons of Adam, the meaning from the Hebrew is low. Men generally, all men, like say all humanity in the general sense. B'nai Adam. Gam, both. Right, or also, B'nai Ish, B'nai, sons of Ish. From the Hebrew, Ish is men of higher station. When the woman was brought forth, in a symbolic sense, when Adam gave, the only time man ever gave birth, so to speak, if we dare speak this way, was when John took the chromosome, the side component called the rib, right, from the man. When he woke up, when he became woke, when Adam became woke again, right, and he saw the womb man, right, what did he say? He says, she shall be called woman according to KJV because she came out of man. There in the English, it kind of mirrors what the Hebrew, the rhyme of the Hebrew. She shall be called woman because she came out of the man. In the Hebrew, it says she shall be called Isha because she came out of Ish. So even Adam, at the point of the woman being brought forward, he was already in a even higher state. He identified himself not as Adam, but he identified himself as Ish, and he identified the woman as Isha. So this is why in the translation, when it says both low and high, directly from the Hebrew is saying both sons of Adam, the low man, and the sons of Ish, Yisrael, right? The message is for all people, irrespective, non-partial. And it's also for all sections of human society, especially those who would be called or consider themselves well-to-do. The second part of the verse says, rich and poor together, yahad, asher, we're beyond. Yahad, Yahad from Ahad, as we say, Ahadu Amlak, coming from the Ge'ez in Amharic, as we say, Yahuwah, Ahad, Adonai, Ahad, Ahad, one. So Yahad, Yahad has a sense of together as one. Yahad, Asher, Asher, the Asher or the Osher is the rich. Asher, we and Ebyom. It's of some interest that there was an early group of Christians, or rather followers of the Messiah Yeshua, Jesus Christ, who was called the Ebionites. You might have come across them in your studies, the Ebionites. That comes from, those are the poor brothers. You find that mentioned in the New Covenant Testament scripture where it says, you know, the poor, you know, looking out for the poor of the Nazarite Christian family. Right there. So the rich were to derive a sobering. The Asher were to derive a sobering, and the Ebionim, and the poor a comforting lesson from what they are about to hear. Let's get an intro right here, brothers and sisters. But once again, let's remember what we're listening to here. Here again, the KJV on the Down Presser version. Yes,
Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him, for the redemption of their soul is precious and it ceaseth forever. That he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die. Likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. This their way is their folly, yet their posterity approve their saying. Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee, and thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his father. They shall never see life. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast, is like the beast, is like the beast, that perish, that perish, that perish, that perish, that perish, that perish, that perish. The perish, 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 the perish. The
But for them in the Babylonian, in the caliphate, can you imagine this? Our Savior, the man Yeshua, the man Jesus, they replaced with a rodent, with a filthy, unclean rodent. And Leviticus talks about the hair. The hair is unclean. You know, fire burn that. You understand? So it's a no good Friday for them. But it's a good Friday for I, and we, Rastafari, who keep the teaching of His Majesty in I liberty. So what's the psalm? Let's get into the psalm. Let's write up the psalm. Because the psalm for this present time in the Ivine mind is very interesting. It's called Death the Leveler. Yes, brothers and sisters, Death the Leveler. What does that mean? Death the Leveler. See, the link between this psalm is Psalm 49. Psalm 49, the psalm for the 25th. The 25th, which the world calls in this present season, this Friday, March 25th, 2016, they call it Good Friday.
Yes, yes, yes. Something's old, something's new from the treasuries right here. Listen for the intro. Yes, I, but Friday is coming forward.
He who sits on the throne says, behold, all things are new. Pesema'a wulaman says, kadu sahadu amlak, nezmura dawit, arba zetang. So Psalm 49, lemezemran aleka, yekorre lejoch mezmor, for the leader, a psalm of the sons of Kore, the sons of Korah. Now the link between, just remember Psalm 47 and 7 says that we should give praise for understanding. So as we gather together here, family, you know, so the link between this psalm, Psalm 49, and the group of three, there are a group of three psalms that precede Psalm 49. The link is that they are alike, all addressed. They're addressed to all y'all people. This is interesting. All ye peoples, all your peoples, all your peoples, all ye peoples. So Psalm 49 and the three psalms that precede Psalm 49 are addressed to all ye peoples. It's a note, a very important note, right? All ye peoples, right? So that's one of the kind of the first words, you know, one of the first words of the link right here with Psalm 49. Now, Psalm 49 is described here in the Tehillim, as which is the Hebrew with the Masoretic and the from the Masoretic, a Jewish or, you know, English translation, somewhat similar in some of the verses, but somewhat different in certain places, and very good for study, because this is what the disciples, Dekam as a Morit, the Dekam as a Morit Bamarin in the pure language of His Majesty, means the disciples, right? Dekam mezmor. Mezmor is a chant. Deka is like a child of the Psalms, or one in whom the Psalms has become refined in I and I heart and I and I mind. So the latter called upon all mankind, right? The call upon all mankind, right, is to acknowledge Elohim's kingship, to acknowledge Kedush Selassie's kingship, to acknowledge God's kingship, Ha Elohim, Baruch, Baruch, Baruch Hu, to acknowledge Hashem's kingship. This deals with a problem that exercises the mind of all thinking persons and should be read in connection. It should be read in connection with Psalm 73. Wealth. Wealth is unequally distributed. I think we all kind of know that, right? Some possess more than their due share and derive from it power and authority over the poor and over the needy. Now, this seemingly unfair arrangement must be due to divine ordering. So how is it to be explained? How is this to be explained? The solution which the psalmist, right, the solution which the psalmist puts forward is that the might of the wealth, the might, the power of the wealth is limited. is limited. It cannot ward off. See, one thing wealth cannot ward off? Wealth cannot ward off oncoming of death, destruction. Wealth cannot ward that off. Can't buy that away. And at its advent, the advent of death, the rich and the mighty fall, the mighty as he pulled down, right, they're reduced to the same level as the poor, to the same level as the poor and needy. If that truth, that truism were born in mind, meditate on this, meditate on that truth, right? Meditate on that, brothers and sisters. Wealth would not breed insolent pride. If one's meditated on that fact, then the wealth that once had would not breed, as it were, this insolent pride and puffed upness, right, and material and worldly things. And in that thought, the poor, in their disability, in their lack, they might hope, right, for the ultimate triumph. Because of this fact, we have good expectation for the triumph of right, for the triumph of good over evil. So the Psalm 49, it has been appointed, this particular psalm was appointed for recital in the Hebrew house of mourning. So this particular psalm is actually a mourning psalm, right, or a Shiva, in like a Shiva psalm. This particular psalm, Psalm 49. So without further ado, let us begin. Bamarinya Askedmo, first in the Amharic, and then the Targum, or the translation from the KJV. So Besima'av, Wawelid, Wamenfesik Dus, Ahadu, Amlak. Mezmore Dawit, Arba Zek'en. Lemezemmaranalika, Yekorele Jocha Mezmore. Ahzab Hulachu, Yehina Sumu. Ba'alem yemitno rutim ahulachu adimtu. Hear this, all your people, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world. Ziketenyo chinna kefetenyo cha balat ego chinna deha ad deha. Slika. Let's come again from the top. Mezmore Dawit Arba Zet'en. Okay, here we go right here.
Yeah. That was recorded a couple of years ago. So here, I'm going to go right here, and pull out the script. So at least one get an ear of it. We're going to focus more on the Hebrew. But since we already opened up like that right there, here we go. Mezmor. Arba Sementa, Arba Zeken. Onto them hark right here, these 20 verses. Le mezemorana le kaya kore le jocha mezmor. The chief musician, sons of Kor, ye kore le joch mezmor. Azav hulachu, ye insumu. Be'alem yemitno ruma hulachu adimtu. Zikatenyo china kaftenyo. Chabalat ego china deho chabandinet. Afe tebebina yinagara. Yelibem azab ahzab mastawalin. Joroyin wode misale azineblalo. Be begenam misterena giltalo. Khatiata te. Rekazin be kababen gize be kufuk en lemen faralo be khailat showe yemitamenu be balat egen tacho wema bizata yemiyameku wendemun ayadinem so wem ayadinem bezawen alexiavier aisetem lezalalem and inor. Tefatinem and ayai. Ye nefacho ala wita kabralina. Zalemema kartualina. Bil hatenyo chandimotu. Senefochina denkrocha bandinet in the atafu. Gena Zabacho in them. Le Leloch and Dia Tawu. Aya Toal. Bella Bacho Wema Betachoa Lazlema Yeminor. Andariacho Wema La Lij Yemihona Ye Meslachua. Beya Gracho Wema Samachoa Yitara. So gin Kuburo Hono Salea Yahukem. In the Mia Tafu and Sisocha Mesele. Yehina Mengedachoa Mesenakalachonat. Kanorsumba Kuala Yamia Matu Dafacho Hishi Yilalo. In the Begocha in the Begoch, what is your Yamia Hedu Nacho? Erenyacho Wim Mot no. Kinochema. The Malada Nigezuachua, Wubetachuema ka Minoriacho Ateleta, Be Siol Tarejalech, Negergin, Exiavier Yikevelenyalena, Nesena Kasiola Eja Yibejatal, Yeso Abaleteganeta Ye Betum Kur Bebeza Gize Atifra. The mote gizea karsugar minem aya was dimina. Kubruma karsub khala ay war dimina. Behi watu sale nefsuna barko alina. Lesa unetu amelkama bitadargileta ya mesegin hal. Honoma wode abatochu tu leda y warda. Zilem brahanin. I am ro yele lo kubur so in the meat afu in sisoch mesele. I'm going through a full build right here. That audio was a little old audio, but something's old, something's new. But just to fulfill it here, at least for the hearing, zooming in on this last verse where it says that man, KJV, man that is an honor and understand if not, is like the beast that perish. Aimro, interesting, is Mad C's newspaper, Aimro, which can be elsewhere translated as mind, or in some sense as overstanding. Aimro, Aimro. His Majesty, another way of saying that word in the old Amharic is Aimero, Aimero, Aimro. And I also had a publication, you can find that at LJS, Aimero, Aimro, overstanding, right? So overstanding. Aimro yelelo. Aimro yelelo. One who is without yelelo. Kubur, kubur. Kubur like an honorable soul. Soul, man. In the mi tefu, in the mi tefu. Like those who perish in sisoch. In sisoch. Like animal or beast. Mesele, mesele, he resembles. So man who is like an honorable man, a man in honor, who doesn't have aimro, aimero, who doesn't have like overstanding, is as the beast or resembles the beast that perished. In the mi'tafu, in sisoch, mesele. What's interesting about this here, just for a further build, is when we read Jonah. In Jonah, it says that after Jonah finally did what he was called to do and stopped running away, when he ran to the mission that he had to do, finally turned around and went to do it, it says that the people of Nineveh, both man and beast, it said both man and beast put on sackcloth. And they fasted, and they were spared that destruction. I guess this explains here the Hebrew context to how man can be called or considered a type of beast. Here to write off the full, getting into the Hebrew groundation, Jah willing in the future, we'll go through a breakdown and a build on the Royal Amharic, but here to what his Majesty calls the Mesedatawi, Nasatatawi Kwankwa, the foundational language, here, the Hebrew. Yes, I.
Here. Judges 5:31, the full verse. So let all thine enemies perish, O Jehovah, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. And the land had rest 40 years. Them that love him as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. Ve'ohevika k'tzeita ha-shemesh bi-gevorato. Ve'ohevika k'tzeita ha-shemesh bi-gevorato. They that love him are as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. We ohe beka k'tzeit ha-shemesh bi-gevorato. But Rav Abba Bar Kahana said, how sweet are the words of Torah. That is like light, as it is said, even in the Mashal and Mishle Shlomo and the Proverbs, Proverbs 6:23, the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. Ki ner mitzvah, v'torah or, for the commandment is a lamp. Ki ner mitzvah, for the commandment, the mitzvah, is a lamp, ner, v'torah or, and the teaching, and Torah, v'torah or, and the Torah is or, and the teaching, the Torah, is light. Ki ner mitzvah, v'torah or, Torah.
Blessed is the man, ashrei ha'ish, who sees the halakha, glistening like snow. And why ashrei, and why blessed? Because there is no end of reward for the study of Torah. Because there is no end of reward for the study, the midrash of Torah. Again, and again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, returns to reward the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, because they labored diligently at Torah, giving them for their labor abundance in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. In that time, in that Iowa, Yisrael, Israel, will say to HaGoyim, to the nation, the nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane, we, I, merit this reward because we, I, were diligent in the study of Torah. What did you used to say to us? Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, today's daily psalm. Mizmor Mim Tet, Mem Tet. Psalm 49. Psalm XLIX. Today's daily psalm. According to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews and half order Malachias Edek. For the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Hear this, all ye peoples, all your peoples. La menatzeach livne korach mizmor, shimu zot kol ha'amin. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer. La menatzeach livne korach. A psalm mizmor of the sons of Korah. Livnei Korach Mizmor,
Shimuzot, kol ha'amim. Hear this, Shimu. Hear your zot. This, Shimuzot, kol ha'amim. Hear this, all ye peoples. Kol ha'amim. These words, hear, 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 are to be considered in the light and illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Kohelet, in Ecclesiastes 11 and 7, where it reads, truly, the light is sweet and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. Truly, the light is sweet and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. Ecclesiastes 11 and 7. Umatok ahaora v'tova la einayim lerot et ha-shamesh. And the light is sweet. Umatok haor. And the light haor. Matok is sweet. Umatok ahaor. V'tova la einayim lerot. And a pleasant thing with ov. And good with ov. And good. La ainaim, for the eyes, lerot, to see, to behold, et ha-shamesh, to behold the sun. Umatok ahaor, with ob, la ainaim, lerot, et ha-shamesh. And the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing, and a good thing, it is for the eyes to behold the sun. Rav Yitzhak Isaac and Rav Abba Bar Kahana differed in their comments on this verse. Rav Yitzhak Isaac said, how sweet is the light of the Olam Haba, of the world to come. Blessed is the man of good deeds, for he will see that light. As it is said even in Judges 5 and 31, they that love him are as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. They that love him are as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. Kain ovdu kol la'oy ve'kai Yehovah ve'ohevayo K'tzeita ha-shemesh abia gevurato v'etishkota ha-aretza arabaima shana. Hear, hear, hear. Judges 5:31, the full verse. So let all thine enemies perish, O Jehovah, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. And the land had rest 40 years. Them that love him as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. There are heveka kutz eita ha-shemesh bi gevorato. Ve'ohebeka k'tzeita ha-shemesha v'geborato. They that love him are as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. Ve'ohebeka k'tzeita ha-shemesh v'geborato. But Rav Abba Bar Kahana said, how sweet are the words of Torah. That is like light, as it is said even in the Mashal and Mishlei Shlomo and the Proverbs 6:23. The commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or For the commandment is a lamb. Ki ner mitzvah. For the commandment, the mitzvah is a lamp, ner, v'torah, or, and the teaching, and Torah, with Torah, or, and the Torah is or, and the teaching, the Torah, is light. Ki ner mitzvah, with Torah, or. Blessed is the man, ashrei ha'ish, who sees the halakha glistening like snow. And why ashrei and why blessed? Because there is no end of reward for the study of Torah. Because there is no end of reward for the study, the midrash of Torah. Again and again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, returns to reward the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, because they labored diligently at Torah, giving them for their labor abundance in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. In that time, in that Iowa, Yisrael, Israel, will say to Hagoyim, to the nation, the nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane, we, I and I, merit this reward because we, I and I, were diligent in the study of Torah. What did you used to say to us? What did you used to say to I and I? You labor in vain! You labor in vain, your labor is in vain. But now, seeing how great is the reward given for the study, for study of Torah. Seeing how many good things are done for us, for I and I, on its account. For, and hear this, all ye people, Shimozot, call Ha'amin. The word this, Zot, clearly refers to Torah. Zot in Shimozot, call Ha'amin. Hear this, Shimozot. Zot clearly refers to Torah. As in the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 4:44, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 44, where it reads, this is the Torah, this is the Torah, v'zot ha-Torah, asher sam Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael. This is the law, v'zot ha-Torah, this is the Torah, v'zot ha-Torah, asher sam Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael. This is the law, ha-Torah, this is the Torah, v'zot ha-Torah, that Moses set before the children, the sons of Yisrael. With Zot HaTorah, Asher Sama Moshe Lifnei B'nei Yisrael. Give ear, all y'all inhabitants of Chaled. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of Chaled. Hazinu, call Yoshve Chaled. Give ear, all ye, y'all inhabitants of the world. Hazinu, call Yoshvei Chaled. Chaled. It means, quote, the world, end quote. Chaled, the Chaled means, quote, the world, end quote. And why is the world called Chaled? Khaled, because in the Zaman Haba, the Eid Haba, in the world, the time to come, the corrosion, the Khaluda of the wicked, of Harasha, of the ratchet, Rishayim, will show on their faces. Or, according to Midrash notes, quote, because in the time to come, the Zaman Haba, the Eid Haba, or the Kate, in the Iowa to come, the rust, the redness of shame will show on the faces of Harasha, the Rishaim, on the wicked, the ratchet. Now here, additional note, the Cheled, pointed here as Chaled, the world, refers to the age, duration of life, but also to the inhabited. The word Cheled refers to the inhabitable portions of the world or of the earth, is referred to as the Chaled. Interesting note here with the connection of the redness, the rust or the redness, the reddish brown groundness there, but Chaled as distinct from other words Hebraically for world refers to the inhabitable portions of the earthly plane. And as we have in Psalm 17, Hebraically the 14th verse, which reads, Mi matim yadika Yahuwah, Mi matim me cheled, translated from men, by thy hand, O Jehovah, from men of the world. Mi matim me cheled, chelkam Ba'chayim, whose portion is in this life, whose portion is in life in this life. So Cheled is man's temporary place of abode. The choice of this Hebrew word, it prepares the reader and the hearer for the theme of the Mizmor, of Mizmor Mim Teit, the theme of Psalm 49. And here, Hebraically, in the Gimel, the third verse, corresponding in the KJV to the second verse, here. Both the sons of man, the great man, and the sons of man, a righteous man. Here. Hebraically, the Gimel verse, Gam b'nei Adam, gam b'nei Ish. Here. In the King James Version and other versions, this verse is translated as both low and high. Gam, also b'nei Adam, also the sons of Adam, Gam b'nei Ish, and the sons of Ish, or in translation, both low, Gam b'nei Adam, the sons of Adam, Gam b'nei Ish, and high, the sons of Ish, both low and high, both low are also the sons of Adam, also the sons of Ish. Who are meant by the sons of man, the sons of a great man, or Gam b'nei Adam, the sons of Abraham, of whom it is written, even in Joshua 14 and 15, the great man among the Anakim, the great man among the Anakim. The word both, or Hebraically gam, is meant to include the sons of Yishmael and the sons of Keturah. Keturah, the sons of man in the sense of the second son of the Gam B'nai Ish, the sons of man of Ish, B'nai Ish, of a righteous man are the sons of Noah, the sons of Noah, of whom it is written, according to Bereshit, according to Genesis 6 and 9, Noah was a righteous man. Eile todot, Noah, 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 Ish, Adika, Tamim, Haya, Be, Dorotayo, Eta, Elohim, Hita, Halek, Noah. These are the generations of Noah. Eile todota, Noah, Noah, Noah was in his generation a man righteous and wholehearted. Noch ish adik. Noch ish adik. A ish adik. A righteous man. Tamim. Wholehearted. Perfect. Haya bedorotayo. In his generation. Eta ha'elohim ahita halek. Noch. And Noah walked with Ha'elohim, with the Elohim, the true good, the true God. And or the phrase, Noah was a righteous man, based on the third verse in today's based on both low and high, Gam B'nai Adam, Gam B'nai Ish. The phrase refers to the 70 nations that will go down to Gehenna, Gehenna, to Gehenna, Hebrew hell. And here in reference to Noah being a Ish, Tzadik, an Ish, man, Ish, Tzadik, taking the phrase, the son of man, or taking the phrase of the high, as we have right here, 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 Gam B'nai Ish, sons of the righteous, Ish, man, to refer to the nations, Hagoyim, the nationalities, the Gentiles, international community, descended from Noah, descended from Noah. The words at the end of the verse, rich and poor together, rich and poor together, Yahad, Ashir, Wevyon, rich and poor together, together, Yahad, Yahad, together, Ashir, 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 rich, Wevyon, and the Evyon, and poor, Yahad, Ashir, Wevyon. Yahad Ashira Ve'evyon, rich and poor together. This means that he who is rich in Torah, Jah's direction, instruction in Torah, and he who is poor in Torah may alike go down to Gehenna, to Gehenna. For, quote, he who is rich in Torah, Jah's direction, instruction deferred to such as Doeg, Doeg, and Achitophel, although they were heads of the Hebrew assembly called the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin, yet because they kept not HaTorah, they kept not the Torah, they fell from their greatness and went down into Gehinnom, to Gehinna, quote, he who is poor in Torah refers to any man who had in hand the opportunity to study, the opportunity to study the Midrash, but did not. Therefore, the B'nai Korah, the B'nai Korah, the sons of Korah, said, since such is the requital for neglect of Torah, we, I and I, shall be diligent in the study of Torah. Pi yidaber hakmot vehaguta libi tevunot. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be understanding. Pi yidaber hakmot vehaguta libi tevunot. Here, wisdom, chakmot, and understanding, tevunot. Here, wisdom and understanding, chakmot and tevunot, have the same force as in the words from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 4 and 6 that reads, "For this is your wisdom and your understanding," your understanding, your overstanding. Ki yehi hakamakat matakem ua vianatakem. This, for she, for this, for she. Ki yehi hakamatakem ua vianatakem. For this is your wisdom and your understanding, your understanding. Le'aineya ha'amin, in the sight of the peoples. I will incline mine ear to a parable. Ateh le'mashal azni, I will incline ateh le'mashal, to a parable, azni, my ear. Ateh le'mashal azni, to the parables of Torah, to the parables of direction, instruction, to the parables of Torah. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. I will open my dark saying. Eftach bekinor chidati. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Eftach, eftach, eftach. I will open bekinor on the harp. Chidati, my dark saying, my riddles. Chidati. I will explain it in the songs. Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawian, the Levites sang during their watches in Ha-Hekal, in the temple. Wherefore shall I fear in the days of evil? Because the iniquity of my heels compass me about? Hear, hear, hear. Hear, 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 Hebraically, the sixth verse corresponding to KJV with the fifth verse. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my supplanters compasseth me about? Or wherefore shall I fear in the days of evil, because the iniquity of my heels compasses me, compasses I about? Lamaira dime ra'a evona ikavaya yitsubeini. Wherefore shall I fear in the days of evil? Lamaira dime ra'a, because the iniquity of my heel compasses me, compasses I about. Evona ikavaya yisubeini, eona ikavaya yisubeini. When the congregation of Yisrael, Israel, said, "Why shall I be afraid on the days of evil?" Be made ra'ah, that is, on the day of judgment, because the iniquity of my heel Evona ikevai, Eona ikevai, iniquity of my heels that I directed into the ways of transgression, that now, compass me about, compass I about, Yisubei, they that trust in their wealth, them that trust in their wealth, ha botachim, Allah chelam, of them that trust in their wealth, ha botachim, al chelam. This is to be interpreted in and as in the commentary on Psalm 45, the Mem Vav Psalm. This here, they that trust in their wealth, is to be interpreted as in the commentary on Psalm 46. In another comment, the words, they that trust in their wealth, ha botachim al chelam. This refers and alludes to Korach, and to his assembly. Oh, it shall surely not redeem a man. Ach, lo fado yisdeh ish. Oh, ach, it shall surely not redeem a man. Ach, lo fado yisdeh ish. What did their wealth avail them? For they could not redeem themselves with it. Ah, oh. Alas, for them who went down alive into the pit, they and all that was theirs, them and all that was theirs, their soul would have been made precious by redemption. Their soul would have been made precious by redemption. Veyekara pidyona nafsham, or for too costly is the redemption of their soul, or Hebraically, their soul would have been made precious by redemption. Veyekara pidyon nafsham. Had Korah and his assembly repented, did teshuva, their souls, nafsham, would have been precious in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the eyes of the Holy One, blessed be He, and He would have forborne. V'chadala le'olam, and must be let alone forever. He would have forborne to punish them, and they would have inherited the world. Le'olam, that is the world, the olam haba, the world to come. And He would also have caused them to live forever. He would have caused them to live forever. The Yechiya Oda Lanetzach, and that He should still live always. He would have caused them to live forever. We Yechi Od Lanetzach, forever, forever, Lanetzach, to overcome. They would have had their share in the resurrection of the dead. Hence here, said the sages, the mummers the mummers in the wilderness, Bamidbar, as well as the assembly, the assembly of Korah, have no share in the Olam Haba. It's because of this here that the sages have said that the murmurers, the grumblers, the complainers, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, as well as the assembly of Korah, have no share in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. Here in the Midrash notes, see Numbers chapter 14, verse 27, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 14, verse 27, where it reads, "How long shall I bear with this evil congregation that keep murmuring against me, keep murmuring against us? I have heard the murmurings of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites, that they keep murmuring against me, that they keep murmuring against I. Ad matai la edata ha-ra'ah hazot asher hema malinim alaya eta telunota bnei Yisrael asher hema malinim alay shama'iti. For he seeth ki yireh hakamim yamutu. For he seeth that wise men die. Ki yireh hakamim yamutu. Such men as Datan and Abiram, who were wise to do evil. For he seeth that wise men die. Ki yireh hakamim yamutu. Another comment on, for he seeth that wise men die. Ki yireh hakamim yamutu. And leave their wealth to others. Ve'azvua la'echrim chelam, and leave their wealth to others. Ve'azvu la'echrim chelam, their wealth to others. Such wise men, such Hakamim, such wise men were the murmurers Bamidbar, the murmurers in the wilderness, who left their wealth to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and to Yehoshua, Joshua, the son of Nun. For it is said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers 14:38, Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, remain alive of those men, of them men. V'Hoshua ben Nun, v'Caleb ben Jephunneh, hayumina ha'anashim. But Joshua, Yehoshua, V'Yehoshua, we Yehoshua ben Bin Nun, the son of Nun, with Caleb, and Caleb ben Jephunneh, son of Jephunneh, Chayu min ha-nashim, remained alive of those men. Chayu min ha-nashim. What is meant by the words remained alive of those men remained alive of them men. Chayu, min ha'nashim. Min ha'nashim, of those men. What is meant? That Yehoshua and Caleb and Caleb sustained themselves from the portions of those men who died, for they inherited what was to have been allotted to them. They inherited what was to be allotted to them. This is what it means. Chayu, min ha'nashim. Kirvam, kirbam, their inward thought is. Kirbam, their houses. Kirbam, bademo, the inward thought is their houses. Kirbam, bademo. Kirbam, the inward thought is bademo, their houses. Do not read kirbam, the inward thought, but kibram, kibram, their grave. Do not read it as kirbam, their inward thought is bademo, but read it as kibram, 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 their grave. Kibram, bademo, their grave. For it is said of Korah and of his men, according to Bamidbar Numbers 16:33, the earth closed up on them, and they perished, and they perished from among the assembly, from among the assembly. Vatechasa elehem haaretz, vayodua mitoka hakahal, and the earth closed up on them, upon them, and them perished, and they perished from among the assembly. Watakasa elehem haaretz, vayobdu mitok hakahal. These words prove that Korah and his assembly, will not enter into the Olam Haba, into the world to come. And why not? Because, according to the words of today's daily song,